Choose your housework attitude. This is a quote from a friend of ours. My sister Lily woke up at 4:30 each morning, went to lead the daily rosary at 6 a.m. at her parish, attended the 6:30 a.m. daily mass, came back to prepare breakfast for her family, got them off to work and school, and at the end of the day, led the family rosary. And she did all of these things every day without fail and with such peace. Ever and I were speechless during a memorable visit with Father Joe's, a priest friend of ours from India. He shared about the life of his recently departed sister, Lily. He said he was so edified by her last days in hospice, which, though extremely painful, were suffused with joy and peaceful anticipation of meeting the Lord. We were still busy thinking about her day-to-day virtues. Now, while we never met Lily, her selflessness struck us as the gold standard we're aiming for when we speak of heaven in your home. The Catechism defines virtue as, quote, the habitual and firm disposition to do good, end of quote. Sometimes it feels like 80 to 90% of our lives as parents is spent working on level 3, household economy, of our Trinity house, laying down our lives over and over again in service to our families. Dishes, laundry, meals, yard work, trash. It's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking of our household economy as a monotonous and joyless grind. As we talked about Lily in our own daily struggles, building a habitual and firm disposition to do good, Ever and I had to acknowledge how easy it is to slip into either an exasperated or robotic approach to the work of the home. Faced with the onslaught of tasks and needs, we can opt for the woe is me or I'm sick of this reaction. In this exasperated mindset, we either avoid our daily work in the household or we do it poorly. Alternatively, there's the robotic attitude of the parent who makes the meals, washes the dishes, does the laundry, but who doesn't infuse any of this work with love or cheer. And while it's great to get the work done, such an attitude can create a cold and sterile atmosphere in the home. So how do we avoid the trap of exasperated or robotic attitudes? Here are three challenges for approaching household work that can help us follow in Lily's footsteps. Number one, cheerful. Think Lily, or think about the most joyful parent you've ever known. This mother or father is dependent on God's grace in keeping the family well supported with good food, a clean house, a consistent prayer life, but especially with the cheerful love with which they accomplish it. Number two, patient. As any parent knows, growth can seem slow and arduous. Love is patient. Love is kind, we read in 1 Corinthians 13:4. As we move about the daily work and routines of our household economy, we can hold fast to this connection between our patience and our love. Number three, consistent. We were struck by Lily's faithful daily routines, revolving around prayer, worship, and service to her family. Let us not grow tired of doing good, we read in Galatians 6:9, for in due time we shall reap our harvest if we do not give up. Grace builds on nature, and we can't flip a switch and change from exasperated or robotic to cheerful, patient, and consistent overnight. But with time, grace, and a lot of humility, we can allow the Lord to strengthen our habitual and firm disposition to do good in our homes. And we can gradually become that virtuous and cheerful parent. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.